Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, on a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is stepping in dog poop and 10 is getting attacked with puppy kisses, how dog-friendly do you think Pittsburgh really is? Today, CityCast's Mallory Falk and I are bringing back this fun conversation with a professional Pittsburgh dog mom. Tori Mystic brought her beautiful brown lab, Lucy, to talk about all the best places to take your furry guy or gal for a perfect pooch day in Pittsburgh. It's Monday, April 15th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. So, Tori, I grew up with the most perfect family dog ever, RIP Shadow. And now, once again, I think I would call myself an aspiring dog owner. But Mallory here has a dog right now. Do you want to tell us about Zero?
Sure. Zero is an 8-ish-year-old pointer.
She's so cute.
She is the cutest. She's named after the ghost dog in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of course.
Got her from the shelter when she was about 3, so I don't know a lot about her early life, but she is a great girl. Although when we got her, she was pretty reactive. And so it's been a long journey of training with a fanny pack full of boiled chicken to redirect her attention.
I mean, if you don't have some kind of meat in your pocket, what kind of dog mom are you?
Very true.
These are the pro tips I need. Tori, I know that temperament is a super important part of how you make suggestions for folks on your social channels, your podcast, and your company, Wear, Wag, Repeat. I would say you're a grade A pup influencer.
A pup fluencer. Yeah. Sure, I'll take it.
What would you say your general rules are for how folks can work with their dogs in these public spaces?
Yeah. So I think that in the last couple of years, as more and more people have dogs, and especially in the last year or two when people are like dying to get out of their house and do things with their dog, everyone wants to take their dog everywhere. And there's so much pressure, I think, on social media to take your dog places, to take your dog to brunch, to breweries, to concerts, to all this stuff. You know, we are all seeing these pictures on social media.
As the non-dog person, I appreciate it because I get my fix.
Right. And it's adorable. And it brings us joy just to see the photos. But I think what's important to consider if you are a pet parent is that your dog might not enjoy going everywhere with you. So it's really important that you consider your dog's temperament and their comfort level and their attention span and all these things when you're considering taking them places. Because a place that might be good for one dog might not be good for another dog. So it's really important to never force your dog to go to any of these dog-friendly places. And if they are exhibiting any signs of discomfort, that you should take them home. You know, put their needs first.
Totally.
Not all dogs are into the brewery scene.
Exactly. Yeah. And well, I'll get into it. There's so many different breweries that there might be a brewery for you. Even if you feel like your dog wouldn't like it, there might be one that they like.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some of those local recommendations. I know that your brand speaks to all kinds of stuff at a national level, but we're going to dig in on some specifically Pittsburgh stuff. Let's start off outside, maybe. What do you think? What are some of your favorite things, best outdoor places to take your pup?
So one of my favorite places to take Lucy is hiking on the trails. And one of the best places I think to do that is the Sewickley Heights Dog Park.
I have not heard that recommendation.
Neither have I.
Well, it's a little bit of a drive depending on what part of Pittsburgh you live in.
But it's kind of bougie too.
It counts. I know. Well, it's fun driving there because you get to see all these like beautiful estates. People have like horses in their front yard.
I love using Zillow in that neighborhood.
So it is fun to drive there. But the trails are really not bougie. They're really just like regular trails. And there's lots of really nice people and nice dogs. And you can actually have your dog off leash in the parks there if your dog is, you know, well behaved and okay with doing that. So I love that park. But it's usually like a weekend thing because it's a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, totally. Any others that you're really loving? Mallory, please jump into.
Yeah, I was going to ask for people whose dogs might be like my own and don't really feel comfortable around off-leash dogs. Are there any good trails you would recommend where people tend to stick with keeping them on leash?
Yeah, definitely. Heartwood Acres has great trails. Frick is also great, but I don't know if they've opened up officially the trail underneath of the Fern Hollow Bridge. Last I checked, it was...
I've seen some photos from underneath it, but I don't know if those were officially sanctioned trips down there.
I may or may not have snuck around the fence to go through, which I don't condone to anyone. But Frick obviously has lots and lots of great trails. I think it's like 600 acres of trails there.
Yeah, totally.
And then how about for the less hiking oriented among us? What are some other good outdoor spots?
Yeah. So I would send you back to Heartwood Acres on Sunday nights this summer. They have the outdoor concert series and they have all kinds of other events. It's a beautiful park. There is an off leash, like a fenced in off leash area. There's the trails, but then also the amphitheater has great concerts all summer and you can take your dog and it's huge there. So you can spread out. You don't have to be close to everyone. And if you're taking your dog, I would recommend that you sit kind of towards the back so it's not as loud because remember our dogs are kind of sensitive to sounds.
Totally. Do you have any suggestions for things that you can do to help keep your pup comfortable for some of these outings?
Yeah, so definitely make sure that you have enough water with you. Like Lucy is here in the studio with us today and I brought her.
Sniffing her on the corner, doing her job.
She's licking up some crumbs. If someone was like eating a bagel 3 weeks ago, she
found
it.
Students are allowed in the space. There's no telling what she's finding.
So definitely make sure that you bring snacks, water for your dog. I mean, it's like taking your kids somewhere. You might want to have like a little go bag full of supplies for your dog.
That's telling me to overpack. That's what I'm hearing.
I mean, depending on your dog, hopefully, God willing, you have a food motivated dog because they're way easier to train. So bring all the snacks that you can and bring lots of water. And then especially with the smoke and everything and just the heat and humidity of the summer, just be cautious of not taking your dog out in the middle of the day. You know, if you're walking around and it's smoky out and your throat is sore, your dog probably also has a sore throat. They just can't tell you about it.
Hey, Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a real Steeltown hero. Mary Cardwell Dawson was just the coolest. Not only was she the proprietess of that gorgeous Victorian mansion on Apple Street in Homewood, but inside it, she presided over the National Negro Opera Company. She founded guilds for other Black singers all over the nation, and she was a mentor for fellow opera singers from here to Washington, D.C. And lucky for you, our modern Pittsburgh opera has a show celebrating her legacy. Get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. It's at the Byam Theater through May 5th. And don't be nervous if you're new to opera. The show is in English. It's just over an hour and features a little dialogue for folks to follow along. Tickets start at just $15, and there are all kinds of discounts and special offers for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Get your tickets now in our show notes for the Pittsburgh Opera. That's at pittsburghopera.org.
So what about indoor spots?
So in Pittsburgh, indoor spots is a little bit of a struggle, but there are a few breweries that have indoor and outdoor spaces where your dogs are welcome. And if you are going to be going up to the Sewickley Heights Dog Park, there is a brewery near there called Big Sewickley Creek Brewing that I went to recently. And I think it is the most dog-friendly brewery that I've ever been to.
What made it so?
So first of all, what's important to me, there's a difference between dogs are allowed and dog friendly. So there's a lot of places where dogs are allowed. And that's really wonderful. We love them for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But they're not always like ideal for dogs. So personally, I think if you can't order a beer while holding your dog's leash, it's not really dog friendly. Like if you need to ask a friend to hold your dog or you have to tie them up unattended, to me, that makes it like not really ideal.
Well, and I've heard that you have like a whole rating system for breweries too. Tell me about the paws.
Yeah. So I put some thought into this before I came here today. And here's my system. So it's 1 out of 4 paws. So 1 paw means that dogs are allowed there, but they have to be outside. 2 paws means that you can order a beer while holding your dog's leash.
An excellent point.
Okay. That's important to me.
Yeah.
3 paws means that there's a place for your dog to sit that doesn't have gravel.
Yeah.
Almost every brewery is gravel.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of my favorites.
I know. Some of my favorites too. I mean, we go, but take a towel or something for your dog, because it's like, that'd be ouchy on your elbows. And then 4 paws means that there's like lots of open space so that your dog doesn't have to like be too triggered by other dogs or people or whatever around them.
So has anyone reached that coveted 4 paw status?
So I would give Big Swickley Creek the 4 paws. And then there's a place that I can't remember what it is called, but it's in Greensburg. It might be like Helltown.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They have a huge, it's like being on a farm. It's like a huge grassy area, like a field in the back. So that's a 4 paw.
Anyone else?
Allegheny City Brewing, which is on the north side, is an awesome dog-friendly place where you can actually walk inside and order a beer while holding your dog's leash. And they have lots of indoor and outdoor seating and dog treats behind the counter. They're really awesome.
What about 3 paws? Any high 3 paws?
Well, Grist House is obviously a big dog-friendly option. Sometimes there's more dogs than people there, mm-hmm. which can be a plus and a minus depending on your dog and your own temperament.
Yeah, totally.
But that's a great spot. Another one that I've taken the dogs to, but it is gravel, but just a really nice outdoor area, and there's a creek there, is Bloom Brew. And that's a little bit like south of the city, but really good beers and a very chill place to take your dogs.
I also feel like this will be a useful guide for people who do not want dogs with their beers to know where to stay away from.
I feel like that's good advice.
How about any restaurants or coffee shops?
Yeah. One of my favorites is Big Dog Coffee on the south side. So you can sit outside on the patio there with your dog. I mean, it's called Big Dog.
I've never once put those two things together, though. to my great shame.
I always, when people want to meet me for a coffee, I always suggest that because there's always a dog there. So I get my little dog fix as if I don't have enough.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been to that place? It's like an indoor dog park in Cranberry. I've heard really good things that it's like kind of expensive, but also like a ton of fun if you have a dog on a rainy day.
No, I have not been to the place in Cranberry, but I have heard about it. My friend lives near there, and I think they did a tour. It sounds epic.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard great things. I'll definitely add that one to the list. Anywhere that you are loving that, you know, I just fun to take a dog, like, because they cater to dogs, you know, like it's not a people place that are good for dogs. It's a dog place.
Yeah. So there is one place in Lawrenceville that is a dog place, and it's called Salty Paws.
Oh, is that the ice cream?
It's shop? Doggy ice cream parlor. And it's very cute inside. And all of the ice cream is really healthy recipes. So that's something really important, whether you're buying ice cream like at the grocery store or making it for your dog yourself. Make sure there's no sugar in anything or any like names for sugar. Like sometimes you'll see like molasses or cane juice or whatever.
Anything that ends in O-S-E.
Mm-hmm. Don't give your puppy any sugar. Instead, go to Salty Paws where you know the recipes are going to be healthy.
Before we go, Mallory, I know that you also wanted to talk a little bit about etiquette too.
Right, because, you know, sometimes when you roll up somewhere with your pet, you might be encountering people who just aren't that comfortable around dogs.
Or there might be other dogs around who are not that well behaved.
Exactly. So what are your general rules for just being a responsible, like, pet parent out in the world if you're bringing your dog out to one of these spots?
Yeah, so I think it's important to be courteous of other people because, like you said, some people are afraid of dogs. Some people just plain do not like dogs, and that is fine.
I'm so sad for them.
Imagine, like, for me, I also don't want people's kids like running and screaming around and bumping into my table and stuff. So I don't want your dog to do it to me either.
Yeah, yeah. And you want to make sure that we're not putting anybody in danger by scaring them, anything like that.
Right. Yeah. So like I said at the beginning, if your dog is uncomfortable, just get in tune with your dog. And if you struggle with wanting to put other people's needs first, put your dog's needs first. And just consider, like, if your dog is barking or pulling or lunging or whatever, then they're probably not having a great time.
Yeah.
And it's time to go home and leave. But if I'm going someplace that I know my dog's going to be hanging out, I try to bring like a little mat or a blanket or a towel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've trained my dog to go to their place. So I'll say, go to your place. And they'll kind of like lay on their little towel or their bed or whatever. So that's a great thing if you really want to have a stellar brewery dog, is to train your dog to go to their place and just bring a little towel with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of stay out of everyone's business. But, you know, as dog owners, if we want Pittsburgh to be more dog friendly, remember that like one person can ruin it for everybody else. So, you know, try not to ruin it for everybody else. Like if your dog is not having a good time, then you should probably take them someplace else.
So be nice. Get with the spirit. Be nice to dogs and your fellow Pittsburgher.
Yes. Just pet your dog if you have a dog, or find a dog, pet a dog, and try to just be happy.
Get your serotonin and your sleeps, like Lucy here at my feet.
Yes, Lucy has quickly gotten over this interview.
Tori Mystic is a pet expert here in Pittsburgh. You can follow her on Instagram at WearWagRepeat or Team Mystic, that's MISTICK, and subscribe to her WearWagRepeat podcast wherever you tune in. Thanks so much for helping us keep our pet owners and pets themselves as happy as they can be.
Thank you for having me. It was fun to be on the show.
And thank you, Lucy. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you're liking the show, please tell someone, rate us, leave us a nice review. And if you haven't yet, please consider becoming a member of CityCast Pittsburgh. You can get ad-free listening and all kinds of fun stuff. Just check out membership.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon.
Those metal bowls that are outside, they can get very, very hot in the summer. And it can also be a great place for bacteria to grow. So
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. See, I think about too many things.
My dog always turns up her nose at communal water dishes, but now it's just a survival instinct, I guess.
I feel like Zero has like really like particular taste.
Zero is very high end.
Zero should have the best.